This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's Friday. Hello, it's Friday. Oh, where's my girl from Alaska?
A great Friday, you mother.
One more time. I need it again. Nice and loud.
Have a great Friday, you mother.
I feel like she means it.
Yeah.
She really does.
She is just leaning passionate. Into it. Just earnestly wishing you a great Friday, mother, father. And now it's time for the news. Let's find out what's happening.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. There's a time to talk about being there for your community, but in times like this, actions speak louder than words. The Fremont Bank Foundation has committed over $1 million to COVID-19 relief in the Bay Area. Check out all they're doing for their community at FremontBank.com. All right, so it's continued hot. It looks like the winds are going to die down, although it didn't end up being windy at my house yesterday.
Not super windy. It was breezier in the afternoon for sure, but...
Yeah, I didn't have to deal with as much of that as I did when I first woke up yesterday morning. But either way, we've got heat, hot weather through today and tomorrow. The red flag or fire risk warnings continue. So keep those ciggy butts in your car if you wouldn't mind. Mm-hmm. Any little spark could start something. So let's try not to. Also this weekend, the national game on Sunday night includes our 49ers. So go Niners.
Go Niners.
You know, I didn't want to, I don't like to get into the numbers. I haven't at all for this entire time we've been dealing with the coronavirus because it's just mind-numbing and, you know,
depressing.
And also, you know, people like you sometimes can get your head around numbers more easily. To me, that just turns into Snoopy talk. So I don't really want to go there. But in this case... The news is pretty good. All of our hard work, all of our sacrifice has paid off in that the Bay Area is doing very well in terms of COVID-19 cases. There's major declines. The Bay Area has hit two milestones in its battle as of Wednesday. The region's 10 counties, including Santa Cruz, reported fewest cases in a single day since late June.
Wow.
There were fewer deaths reported in the past week than any other seven-day period since mid-July. Altogether, it looks like the work we've put in has produced results, and now we're seeing restaurants open back up. I told you yesterday about the House of Prime Rib, among many others, that are going to be able to, in a limited way, but at least, you know...
Inside dining
for however many months, this is an opportunity for you to get out. It'll do a lot of people a lot of good.
Was it you who was telling me that they're going to be setting time limits on how long because restaurants
want to
have some...
I didn't report that, no.
Oh, okay, yeah, I just read that restaurants, because they can only do a certain capacity inside, and so they're going to possibly be imposing, like, you get an hour. That's it. We need to flip this table three times tonight.
Yeah, I think gently letting people know that there's a need for your space and the time it takes us to clean up after you.
Right.
To get ready for the next couple or family or party. We need you to move it along. Eat your food.
Let's go.
You know, eat your food and get on with it because we've got a business to conduct here. Yeah, I don't have I personally would prefer that.
Yeah, you don't like to linger over food.
I do not. You know, I've actually
been... I want to sit and consider whether or not to have another drink. I don't know. I feel like four is enough, but...
But a fifth would really taste good. Sure. Yeah, I've been... I've watched conversations in my own home where the missus is talking about she can't wait to go to France to linger at a dinner table for hours. And I just...
Ugh. You must be just chomping at the bit for that one, huh?
Well, I'll meet them back at the hotel, or I'll go see something.
Go see the sights, Finn.
Sure.
Yeah.
No one needs me grousing at, oh my God, you're going to look at a dessert menu? You got to be kidding me.
Well, I'm going to look at it now, but I'll ask for them to bring it in an hour. How would that be? Would that be nice?
I don't know how you guys drag out three-hour dinners, but apparently it's a thing. Anyway... Yeah. I'm not against that. I think it's great that we're doing well. You know, ladies and gentlemen, pat yourself on the back and just keep up the good work because our COVID efforts are paying off.
Coronavirus.
Back to food for a second here. A survey found the top foods we hated as kids, but now eat.
Yeah, okay.
In fact, gladly eat.
Right.
A survey of 2,000 Americans found the 10 most common foods kids just hate. Just hate it.
Okay.
So, vegetables dominated the list. For me...
And now we love them, you know?
Yeah, I absolutely eat a lot of veggies. And for me, the most hated veggie was the Brussels sprout, which I eat at least once... And I mean that when I say at least. At least once a week now.
Yeah. Well, what's better than a little Brussels sprout? I love a Brussels sprout.
It's a staple in our house. Broccoli's on the list. Spinach is on the list. Green beans. Here's one that I didn't eat all through growing up. Fish night at my house was the night when I just prayed to the Cisco's or anybody would invite me over so I could eat at their place because I didn't want the fish night.
I didn't mind fish. My mom would always do like a fish fry. You know, she'd do like whatever that stuff's called, filet of sole, whatever. She bred it.
Yeah, we did that too. Dover sole. Yes.
So damn good.
And now I love it. You couldn't get me to put that in my mouth. Oh, the scene I made. Oh, you can imagine, I'm sure.
I can. I actually can imagine. Yeah.
Also on the list of things that we hated as kids, but like now, avocados, eggs, Greek yogurt. Yeah. The number one thing, though, at the top of the list, look at me saving number one for last. Asparagus is the most hated thing as a kid, but like it now.
Oh. You know, I used to like it a lot more. I don't like it as much now.
Asparagus?
My problem with it
is sort of, you know, you eat that top part.
Yeah, that's a nice tender part. And then you get the whole stalk left to go.
Well, yeah, I mean, I feel like, oh, is this the bad part of it?
Yeah, it is the bad part. I mean, if only I could just have asparagus tops.
You just want the tip, right?
Yeah. Just the tip.
Just the tip, yeah.
Just the tip.
Right.
Yep.
By the way, with Halloween right around the corner, what are we looking at now? 15 days?
Yeah, something like that.
So a couple weeks till Halloween, everyone. And the number one candy through the generations, this is spanning, boomers liked Snickers. Everybody else, Gen Z, millennials, and Gen X all had Reese's at the top of their candy list.
The peanut butter cup, yeah.
And then Snickers was number two, number one for the boomers. So those are the two top candy choices.
What would you say is your favorite? Like if I know you're not a huge candy guy, but like
I eat candy quite a bit, actually. I take a little piece of candy a day after a meal. So I do eat
like
candy.
A fun size.
Yeah,
fun
size piece
thing?
Of candy is what I'd consider my dessert these days. Most times I won't have cookies in the house or ice cream, and I just do one piece of that.
Well, when you were a kid and you were going to go buy a candy bar, like what was the one that you would buy?
I think a Snickers or I ate a lot of Reese's. So that's on the list for sure. I'm a peanut butter dude.
Yeah.
But you know what I love? Almond Joy.
Me too. Although do they do an Almond Joy with dark? I think we have this conversation every time.
Mounds
Halloween.
Is the dark chocolate.
Yeah, but I want the almond.
Get your own almond and then put that in your mouth and then eat your candy.
All right, I'll eat it. Fine. If I must.
I don't know how Milky Way makes anybody's list, but it's there.
Yeah, Milky Way is just boring. Right. I like the $100,000 bar, which I don't even know if they make. I mean, I see it in the fun size packs, but I I guess I really don't buy candy, so I don't know. Remember when you were a kid, though, they had... Do you remember Marathon bars? They were like... Yep. It looked like sort of a braid. I would get those because they were the biggest. Those and Charleston Chews. Like, they would take forever to eat. They cost the same 15 cents as all the other candy bars. Yes, kids, it used to be 15 cents, and I hear it was even cheaper.
15 cents? I don't remember that.
Well, I'm 2 years older than you. So there it is.
But I wasn't as much of a candy kid... like I said, I eat it now. I'll have it as that's sort of my default, so I don't eat too much ice cream or cookies.
Or have a drink.
But like Jen Sisko, Jason's little sister, she hoarded candy under her bed like you couldn't believe. Like she had a candy store.
Mm. At all times. Even eat it.
No, she ate it, but she was really hoarding. Is the only word you can use. She had a whole candy store under that bed.
Well, you don't want to not have candy available.
And you know how families are when they're... You just are around people. So I just remember Jason being like, oh, hold on, I'm going to go get a piece of candy.
He knew her. She come running into his room. I counted my candy and some of my candy's gone.
The whole thing is going on there. But him, you know, the nonchalant, like... Hold on, I'm going to go get a piece of candy. Meanwhile, that candy is accounted for. Every piece of it is
there's a spreadsheet. There's a whole, you
absolutely
know.
Knew how much of everything was there.
The candy stash. That girl, you know, you don't tell anyone about your candy stash. That's the first rule of candy stashes.
It goes back to families, though, Sarah. I mean, you know. What's your brother doing looking through a peephole in your room?
He's not. Vinny, don't. He doesn't do that.
Right. Because he's a grown-up now, and he has his own wife, and he doesn't need to do that.
And there's no holes in the wall, so.
Right.
You know.
Exactly.
Let's put it this way. He's not drilling any new peepholes. That's
sure.
The news.
Right.
The peephole.
By the way, it occurred to me yesterday after the show, where was that movie review you promised us?
Oh, guess Hooman had to go out of town or something. Who the hell knows? I can't keep track of that guy. I think we're doing one next week.
Wow.
World traveler.
Very busy.
Yeah, it seems like he shouldn't be because of COVID. But, you know, who's going to tell him?
Well, I'm not. But I have thought a couple times about how he seems fairly comfortable without a mask and going out. Didn't he just suffer major health issues? I mean, I thought that was the whole reason he walked out of here.
Well, that's what he says.
Right.
Who the hell knows, really? I mean, he's a very complicated
person. He has every right to do whatever he wants. I'm just, after having major health issues, like including surgeries, right?
I think that he's one of those people who likes the attention of being sick.
Like, oh, well, that's clear. The whole laying around on the floor was obvious that was.
Well, I'm sure that was based in reality. Like, he had something going on. But, like, I never met a guy who he was. I was just in the hospital, he said to me last year. I'm like, you were in the hospital over 3 months ago. You weren't just in the hospital. And he's like, I'm still recovering. Are you? Really? Okay. And you can't really argue with that person, right?
No.
They use it for everything. But I think that, not that he would welcome getting coronavirus, but I don't think it would bum him out. Like, he'd be like, you know what I mean? He'd be the guy who'd be like on Facebook posting about it and giving you a minute by minute update on his situation.
It's almost a kid thing. I know my kid really farms her injuries and wants.
Well, you get attention.
I need a Band-Aid. I need a Band-Aid. What? For what? Well, don't you see this?
Can't you see it?
No.
This could bleed if I keep going like this to it.
Honey, that's a red marker. That's not
yeah. That
no,
is,
I could bleed,
truly
though. This seems like an injury.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Vinny, if you like Reese's, you should try C's new dark chocolate peanut butter hearts. They are to die for.
Oh, that sounds good.
Sounds right up your alley, Sarah.
I haven't been to the mall in so long, but I love that. C's gets me every time. I'm like, oh, I'm going to go in and just get my sample piece. And I'm like, oh, that's good. I'm going to need to get some of those. And I like rationalize why I'm buying a giant bag of candy. So good.
925 says, good morning, Alice family. The restaurant Lamar in San Francisco has a 2-hour limit for dining. Enjoy the weekend.
Oh.
I love Lamar.
And actually, 2 hours? That's reasonable. I know Vinny doesn't want
to
do that
for
2 hours.
Yeah, that actually seems like...
I was thinking they'd set it for an hour.
Or at least you could lop a half hour off of that, right?
Sure. Easily.
Love all those vegetables, Vinny. Did you fail to mention the one vegetable that I didn't like as a kid and still can't stand as an adult? Lima beans. That's not on the list, but...
I love lima beans.
You do?
Yeah. My mom used to make this lima bean, carrot, and bacon casserole, and it was... It's just one of those stupid recipes you probably got out of Betty Crocker, Better Homes and Gardens, whatever the hell, and she made it all the time and it was a greasy mess that I would eat a huge portion of right now if it was in front of me.
Brussels sprouts are good. How is it prepared at your house, Vin?
How do you do it?
I think she uses a lot of olive oil because that's what seems to be okay for the kid's gut, and they're baked.
Oh, nice.
So there's a little bit of olive oil on the pan, and I think they're just baked. They're
we parboil
good.
Them and saute them. So good. In butter.
There's multiple steps for your Brussels sprouts.
Well, you got to make sure they're cooked all the way, you know? All right. And so you don't have to parboil them, but if you want them quickly, that's the way.
Salt
otherwise,
in the middle.
You just, oh, yeah, salt them. Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. Mm. I want them crispy.
Or they come out crispy in the bake. That's.
Yeah, it's nice.
I agree.
Good.
Anyway, Brussels sprouts, everyone. The kids are going, ah!
Don't worry, kids.
Sorry,
you'll love
kids.
Them someday. They're so
someday,
good.
Right.
There's this place near my house that does deep-fried Brussels sprouts, and they are, and you squeeze like lemon on them, and they're just so delicious. Tamil pie, ding, ding, shame. So good.
You know, we're all here, so this isn't just Sarah, but this is what the text actually says. Sarah's crappy memory rears its ugly head again. Spider-Man starring Tobey Maguire came out soon after 9/11, and the filmmaker decided to eliminate the scene featuring the Twin Towers. The DVD extra has it restored. They even had to change the movie poster, now a collector's item, which featured huge web across the two buildings.
I think I remember hearing this story. Yeah, sorry, years get very mixed up for me, and it's hard to believe that it was almost 20 years ago that 9/11 happened. I mean...
I know.
I'm sorry I didn't put those two things together, but that is
look,
my terrible memory. If only I could think of things.
I don't want to make excuses because we do this every day, but sometimes you've got a few more things than the one thing in your head.
Yeah.
So it doesn't always
But sometimes I feel like, well, it seems like there's plenty of room up here. I just can't, my random access file isn't working anymore.
Totally out of time. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Music news. We'll do that after these.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.